This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, June 24, 2008. The Lord's Supper as Feast. The scripture is Matthew 26, verse 29. I will not drink of this from now on until I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. As Jesus was introducing his disciples and us to the Lord's Supper, he gave us an imaginative clue about the future. One day, Jesus said, he will be feasting again with all of his disciples. After all the sad events of Jesus' suffering and death, there would be one day, a feast. The book of Revelation picks up this compelling imagery when it describes the wedding supper of the Lamb. The image of feasting is an image of abundance and celebration. In just about every culture, the days that people look forward to most are holidays or celebrations filled with feasting. In times of famine or poor harvest, the food may actually be quite modest. But in days of plenty or in days of want, the feast is marked by celebration and gratitude. Feasting also gives an image of togetherness. You can't really have a feast by yourself. The whole point is the sharing together, the sharing of wonderful food, and the sharing of one another in fellowship. Every time the church celebrates the Lord's Supper, it is not only looking back to the cross, it is also like Jesus, looking forward. When we take the bread and cup, we practice the virtue of hope, eagerly anticipating that day when we will feast with Jesus and all his followers in the fullness of God's kingdom. Would you pray with me? Loving God, our minds and hearts are so often preoccupied with worries for today. Free us to look ahead with joy and hope to the feast of the coming kingdom. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.